In order to stay healthy, you need to keep moving, right? Well, many of you have heard this message and have literally run with it.
Running is a great way to get fit, but too much of a good thing isn't always good. Kyle and I spoke with Fairfax Hackley from Body by Hack to learn about that in this week's Best Body Report.
The important things are that people, number one, get out, they use the proper movement, they're getting the cardiovascular benefits. But the problems, Hillary, come in when people do too much mileage. The mileage is way crazy. These extreme races like 50, 100 miles or more. Also, when they don't get the proper amount of sleep, recuperation, when their diet is poor, the hydration is not proper, they have improper warm-up. In other words, they'll do these static stretches, which we now know is really bad for long-distance running, and some runners in particular. Also, the fact that they really need to focus more on cross-training because, you know, running repetitively like that really causes a lot of injuries, and people don't address those causes when they really, you know, can go out, and if they know what they're doing, they can really prevent these things from happening.
So is there a proper ratio to live by, run this much, do strength training this month, or does it really depend on the person?
It depends on the person and also your goals and the distances, whether you're a competitive racer, you're a casual, you know, runner on the weekend. What's important is, you know, a lot of runners are mentally tough. I mean, they hate to have to be sitting on the sideline and not running. So they need to get over it. If you're injured, you need to be checked out and you need to look at it and you need to say, okay, what caused this injury? Do I have imbalances? All of these other causes, are they causing me to have these problems? And then address those. So see your healthcare provider. Don't run injured. That's one of the worst things that you can do. And despite the fact that you may have a goal of running a race, if you're injured throughout the training or right up into it, you don't have to do it. Save yourself for another day because that's so important. So imagine if you were a car and the tire got flat. Would you drive 150 miles on a really bad tire the whole way? You're going to cause damage not only to the tire and the rim, but the whole car itself.
So what are some of the biggest injuries people sustain?
Most of the injuries, believe it or not, occur to your hips, your knees, your lower back, your ankles, and your feet. So runners, especially people who do a lot of mileage, really are susceptible to those types of injuries because of the pounding and the impact. So an important thing is to change the surface that you run on. Don't just run on concrete. Run in the grass, run in the dirt, run in the sand, even run in water, but change things up. And as I said earlier, it's important to cross train so that you kind of balance out, you know, the need to, you know, hit the road constantly.
Fairfax Hackley from Body by Hack in this week's Best Body Report.